Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
So, dear ladies and gentlemen, after finishing the long series of 27 Nakshatras and D10 and all the general guidelines, let's get into the prized position of case studies, astrology case studies, yeah? So, this astrology case studies, I will cover step by step in different parts. For real people, imaginary people, what they're actually doing, what I don't know what they're doing, etc., etc. So let's jump right in. First, I'll cover the small 20-second introduction, and then there'll be the rules, general rules, and then there's the case study. Let's get into it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, D1 and D10 career analysis for case studies. Okay, we'll do some case studies. Take the charts of real people, imaginary people, and try to dissect how best we can cover this in, I don't know, 10 parts, 20 parts. I'll take it how much ever I can, just so that we get a clear understanding. Now, what the other considerations? I'm cutting it down in this case study series. Only these basic conditions which are listed there. Let's go through them quickly one by one. There can be many combinations, but I'm going through only the basic stuff, the very basic stuff of career analysis from D1 to D10. Okay. So in natal chart or D1 chart, those are the four rules. Number one, ascendant nakshatra and varna of the nakshatra. And we'll do this in the case study, so you will see all of this. Number two, the lord of the ascendant, the nakshatra and the position thereof. Number three, lord of the 10th house, that nakshatra and the position of that planet, whatever the planet is. Number four, exchange of lordship consideration. This is dominant and plays out in many charts as well. Okay, we will see what that means. In D10, what are the considerations? The above four are for natal chart. In D10, number one, ascendant nakshatra, varna, and the angle in the deity. Remember, we spoke of this in the entire 27 nakshatras, right? So, angle and deity we will be seeing actually in the actual charts of real people now. Number two, the lord of the ascendant, nakshatra, position, and angle, and the deity. Okay, we'll have to see all of this and how this plays out, even just considering the ascendant lord, 10th house lord, angle itself becomes so complicated. You will see this. Number three, lord of the 10th, nakshatra, position, and angle. You can see between the D1 and D10, the only difference is we have added the angle. Basically, everything else is the same. Exchange of lordship consideration, if at all there is any exchange of lordship going on in the D10 chart as well. Okay, there we go. So this introduction, I will stick it in each one of them. If you're seeing this for the second time or any other case, we just skip this part. Okay, these are the general rules we are considering. I'm not considering any other planets, any other points, just ascendant lord, D1 in the D10 chart, and the 10th house lord, nakshatra, position in the D1 and in the D10 plus the angle and the deity. Clear? Right, let's get into it. So let's take the D1 case study. This is the first case study of, let's say, one Mr. S. Okay. Now, he is a Gemini ascendant. This is the natal chart. And as you can see there on the screen, his ascendant is a 2.59 degrees of Mrigshirsha. That means he is Mrigshirsha Lagna. Okay. Now, Mrigshirsha Lagna itself means certain things we shall see now. Okay. His lord of the 10th, being Jupiter, because it is Pisces, is sitting in the ascendant in Ardra Nakshatra at 10.08 degrees, which is Jupiter's a Brahmana Nakshatra, which is a Brahmana planet. Okay. So I have marked that here just for convenience of understanding. So the lord of the 10th is in the first house. Okay, this Lord exchange we have to consider every single time. So what happens generally when the Lord of the 10th is in the first house? Okay, this placement often indicates a strong connection between the individual's identity and their career. They are likely to be ambitious, self-driven, and may pursue leadership roles or careers where they can be their own boss. The career has come to the head now. Lord of the 10th has come to the head. Okay, that means the career is occupying their mental process a lot. That's what it means. Okay, now we take the Lord of the Ascendant itself, like we said. So there's the Lord of the Ascendant sitting. Mercury is the Lord of the Ascendant, being Gemini in the natal chart. It is sitting in his chart in the 7th house at 9.08 degrees. Why am I considering all these angles? I will tell you. Because the cusp of the Ascendant is important. Whichever planet or point is closest to the cusp of the Ascendant, that kind of tends to dominate more in the chart. So Lord of the 1st is in the 7th. What does that mean? Relationships and partnerships are crucial to their self-image. They may define themselves through their interactions with others, and they may seek balance and harmony in their relationship. 7th house is about other people, and Mercury in this house, especially for a Gemini ascendant, if it lands in the 7th house, it means they are very intent and conscious of their communication. They love to communicate with people. Okay, that's what it means. Now there is that exchange of lordship that I spoke about, if there is one. In this case, there is one. See, the Lord of exchange of Mercury and Jupiter in the 1st and 7th house means Lord of the 7th house is in the 1st, being Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. Now it's gone to 1st. And Lord of the 1st has gone to the 7th house. So both have changed their houses, Jupiter and Mercury. What does this mean? Okay. This means that this individual may find success in career paths that involve communication, teaching, or counseling. They may be drawn to professions that require public speaking, negotiation, or partnerships. Pay attention to this, because this gentleman is doing all of this stuff in his career. Their open-mindedness and optimism can help them overcome challenges and pursue opportunities for growth in their chosen field. Lastly, the Varnas are there, right in the corner. So Mrikshirsha is falling in the servant class. Means they will be more inclined to serve something, not necessarily be the boss, although Jupiter wants to be the boss. So there is a kind of a conflict of interest. But let's just see the Ascendant Nakshatra itself first, okay? What is the Ascendant Nakshatra driving at? Which is Mrikshirsha. So the possible combinations, okay, for Ascendant Nakshatra being in natal chart, being Mrikshirsha, considering there is an exchange of lordship, is research and analysis, right? Because Jupiter is in Ardra, we shall see that next. Research and analysis, which I have circled here, they may excel as scientists, researchers, data analysts, we saw this earlier. Or it can even be in counseling and therapy, since it's the 7th Lord, right? 7th and 1st have an exchange of lordship there. So that's another possibility. They can be in counseling and therapy also, like you can see there. Because this also involves others. Think of the others and think of Jupiter in Ardra. What does Jupiter in Ardra provide these people? Just to recap, Ardra Nakshatra has got all these characteristics, and Jupiter, being a Brahmana planet, will tend to do more research and analysis, as well as in the area of technology and information technology, like engineering, okay? Software engineering, computers related stuff, IT developers, any kind of engineering, technology and information technology can mean a lot of things. It will also involve communication, because there is an exchange of lordship between Mercury and Jupiter, like you saw in the chart in D1. We are still in D1, okay? And this is the Ascendant Nakshatra, right? And Jupiter is sitting in that Ascendant. So this is a dominant kind of characteristics for this gentleman. Okay. Now let us see what the D10 chart says. That's the D10 chart. Same for Mr. S. Now we have to bring in the angles as well. As you can see, there are lots of angles scattered here. Okay. So the ascendant in D10 for this gentleman is at 29.57 degrees of Punarvasu Nakshatra. So 29.57 falls in the last degree, right? 27 to 30 degrees, which is the Ananta angle. This is for stability, long-lasting success, and they are more like thought revolutionaries. So if this gentleman does not focus on this kind of themes, they will be very frustrated at work. That's the angle I'm coming from. It's not just what jobs you have, but if you're not doing some degree of conscious astrology, it's not going to go very far. So Punarvasu at 29.57, Punarvasu is also ruled by Jupiter, so we should see that as well. Yeah. So first is the ascendant angle, and the angle, what does it tell you? That's the first. They are good as thought revolutionaries. Now let's see the ascendant lord, which is Mercury. Where has it gone? It has gone to the 10th house. Okay. This is again dominant. Lord of the ascendant in the 10th house. Okay. So this means their Mercury is very bright, very communicative. And it is sitting in Purva Bhadrapada at an angle of 0.06. So it's just the beginning of Purva Bhadrapada, which means it is at 0 to 3 degrees. It is for leadership qualities and power and authority. So heart of heart, this gentleman would want leadership, power and authority, period. Okay, because of the angle factor. Now, where is the lord of the 10th sitting? It is sitting in Hasta Nakshatra, and it is at 11.26 degrees, the Jupiter. It's sitting in the 4th house in Hasta Nakshatra. So what the angle tell us? 11.26 means it is between 9 and 12 degrees. So it's an Asura angle. Competitive spirit, drive to succeed, ambitious and change makers to traditional ways at work, right? Now, Jupiter typically is not very well suited for that angle because Jupiter is a wisdom. It's for higher knowledge. It's not desiring competitive spirit. So Jupiter is kind of a little frustrated in Hasta Nakshatra. We shall see that more in the Nakshatras now, later. But anyway, there is an exchange of lordship here as well, just like D1. There is an exchange of lordship between 4th house and 10th house, as you can see, right? So this exchange of lordship shows what? The exchange of Mercury and Jupiter in the 4th and 10th house, right? Lord of the 10th is in 4th, 4th is in 10th, shows that this individual may have a career that involves communication. Once again, we saw in Ardra also, communication, education, public relations, where they can utilize their intellectual and communicative skills. So right off the bat, this gentleman must develop good communication skills in order to succeed. They may also have strong connection between their professional life or home and family matters. Okay. Now, why I have stuck in the Nakshatra Varnas just to have a third angle to this? If there is a dominance of Vaishya Nakshatras, see, he's got a dominance of Vaishya Nakshatras. Jupiter is in Hasta, which is Vaishya, and Mercury is in Purva Bhadrapada, which is also Vaishya, right? I think. No, Purva Bhadrapada is Brahmana. Okay, sorry about that. So we can see the Punarvasu Nakshatra ascendant is in Vaishya, and the Jupiter is in Vaishya. If there is a dominance of one type of nakshatra, as a general rule, one kind of tendency, the Vaishya tendency is more like business tendency. They will make very good business kind of people. Okay. However, let's get to the ascendant nakshatra now. The ascendant nakshatra in D10 was Punarvasu, which is all about teaching and education. It can also be about counseling and therapy. Remember ascendant nakshatra, what we saw here was Punarvasu. We are coming back to that. So teaching and education related kind of profession, that's one possibility. Also, we see that he has got Jupiter in Hasta Nakshatra in the fourth house, which means technology and engineering. How about that? So this will tell you, give you a brief idea of how easy it is, how really easy it is to just go by ascendant Lord in the D1, 10th house and Lord and that nakshatra, and kind of narrow down what kind of matches there, and you will get to your career path. You'll get better and better at this as we go along in the case studies. Okay, thanks for watching. And let's keep a tab on this playlist so that you can get alerts whenever this comes up. Yeah, take care, be safe.